The government has just announced two royal commissioners will replace former NT Chief Justice Brian Martin. In a press conference today, Attorney General George Brandis introduced Queensland Supreme Court Judge Margaret White as one commissioner, emphasising her experience and leadership skills.
She has significant experience in the conduct of inquiries, having recently presided over a major inquiry into the Queensland racing industry. She is eminently well qualified to conduct this Royal Commission.
High-profile Indigenous leader Mick Gooda was also named. He was commended for his work with various organisations, including the former Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Commission.
His was the only name recommended to the government by the National Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Legal Service, NATSILS, who wrote that the appointment of Mr. Gooda would demonstrate the government's commitment to building a respectful relationship with Indigenous people.
The initial appointment of Justice Brian Martin to lead the Royal Commission into Youth Detention was not a popular move. Over the weekend, rallies were held across Australia with advocates slamming the government for not consulting with community groups about the best way forward. They've been calling for an Indigenous commissioner to lead the investigation. And today, the government listened. Mick Gooda, the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Social Justice Commissioner, will lead the Royal Commission with retired Queensland Judge Margaret White. I spoke with Andrew Meehan from National Advocacy Group ANTAR about the changes.
It was an extraordinary turn of events last week, and everyone was horrified at the Four Corners program showing the abuse and torture of Aboriginal young people in the Dondale Detention Centre. And what was extraordinary that followed that was the Prime Minister made an announcement of a Royal Commission the next day, but over the following couple of days, the Prime Minister, the Attorney General and Minister for Indigenous Affairs really didn't engage with Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people or listen to the calls made by many Aboriginal peak organisations. So what we saw following that is a lack of confidence in the appointment of the previous Royal Commissioner, who's since resigned, and the announcement today of two new Royal Commissioners has happened. It's great to see that there's an Aboriginal co-commissioner in Mick Gooda, and Mick Gooda has been an extraordinary advocate for First Peoples' rights for many years as Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Social Justice Commissioner, and he's respected by Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people and all sides of Parliament. So that's a positive sign, but really the engagement should have been there last week with the government.
A lot of community feedback up until this point was that there should be two Aboriginal or Indigenous co-commissioners. Now there's only one. What do you think of that?
Well, I think the important thing is that there's at least Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islander representation as a co-commissioner on the Royal Commission. Whether that's one or two, of course it would be better to have more. But I think, Mick Gooda is an extraordinary advocate and he's well capable of doing the job and ensuring that the issues that are experienced by First Peoples are properly and respectfully addressed as part of the Royal Commission.
In this case, it looks like the government is taking community feedback on board by appointing two commissioners, one who is Indigenous. What do you think this will mean for the scope of the commission?
ANTAR has last week called on a number of occasions, along with a range of Aboriginal organisations, for two parts to the Royal Commission. The first part really focusing on the Dondale Detention Centre, but also other youth detention centres in the NT, to really get to the bottom of the horrific images that we saw last week and bring those people to justice that committed those crimes. And the second part is to ensure that the drivers of the high rates of incarceration are properly addressed. So it's not just confined to once people are in incarceration, but they actually look at why it is that 90% of young people in jail in the Northern Territory are Aboriginal. But the second part of the Royal Commission ought to look at the high rates of incarceration of Aboriginal, Torres Strait Islander young people around the country. Currently incarcerated at 26 times the rate of other non-Indigenous young people, and that's unacceptable.
Over the weekend, Bill Shorten addressed the Garma Festival, and he said that there need to be other options to steer children in directions other than jail, so government programs that address different issues. Is that what you're speaking about when you say that the wider issue needs to be addressed?
Well, that's right. I mean, we work as part of the Change the Record campaign, and what we've been calling for is firstly to actually set a target to reduce the rates of incarceration of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, including Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander young people. but as part of that, to look at what the alternatives are to stop people from committing crimes in the first place, looking at approaches such as justice reinvestment, where you take a portion of the money that's spent on building jails and you actually put it into the sorts of services and support that would stop people from offending in the first place, or, you know, have diversion programs where they actually look at building the capacity and getting to the root causes of crime before it happens.
And so what do you think the next move is with this Royal Commission?
Well, I think the Royal Commission needs to be allowed to do its work, and it wouldn't surprise me at all if the terms of reference were expanded over time, and Royal Commissions can do that, and that's happened in the past. As more information comes to light, I certainly think at a national level, beyond the Royal Commission, it's time for the federal government to start listening to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, and particularly the calls around the importance of justice targets, and that is targets to reduce the unacceptable rates of incarceration around the country. I mean, it just can't be that we as a so-called developed country can allow Aboriginal people to go to jail at a greater percentage than they complete university. So we say that the federal government needs to take a leadership role to forge a national agreement for targets to reduce incarceration, but importantly, to start engaging with First Peoples.
Previously, racism wasn't a specific point in the terms of reference for the commission. Do you think that it needs to be, and that it will now be with the new commissioners?
Well, it's hard to know what the new commissioners are going to do, and whether over time, or as the commission starts to do its work, whether those terms of reference are expanded. You know, I think that anyone that's worked in this area, and many Aboriginal organisations, know full well that racism is a part of the system, the justice system, and that will be borne out in the commission, whether or not it's explicitly mentioned in the Royal Commission terms of reference. But certainly, I would expect that that would be something that would be looked at as to whether it needs to be explicitly mentioned in the terms of reference. I'm sure the commissioners will look at that.
That was Andrew Meehan, the National Director of ANTAR, ending that report.